This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. This week marks the traditional start of the presidential campaign. Of course, the candidates have been going at full speed for months now, but they are in position for the final 8 weeks before Election Day. The major party candidates are stressing different issues. John Kerry's supporters see the economy as a critical theme that exposes a weakness in the opposition. President Bush's supporters think the same about national security. We have two reports this morning, starting with NPR's Don Gagne.
The Bush campaign sees this as a time to capitalize on gains in post-convention polls and to start to push a few key battleground states in the president's direction. To pull that off, Mr. Bush is practically living in the Midwest, where some of the biggest swing states are. At each event, he starts by talking about domestic issues, things like tax cuts and opportunity zones and Medicare. But the real focal point of his candidacy is national security and the war on terrorism. That was the thrust of his acceptance speech in New York City last week.
This election will also determine how America responds to the continuing danger of terrorism. And you know where I stand.
And it's what the president highlighted yesterday in Poplar Bluff, Missouri.
So I had a choice to make at this point in our history. Do I trust the word of a madman? Do I forget the lessons of September the 11th or take action to defend this country? Given that choice, I will defend America every time.
Such language continues to link Saddam Hussein with the 9/11 attacks, despite the lack of any evidence connecting the two. Now, in addition to all of this, the president also keeps up the attacks on John Kerry, labeling him inconsistent, unsure, always weighing the politics of national security decisions. It's all designed to define Kerry and to keep him on the defensive. Ken Melman is the president's campaign manager.
I think we've set the terms of the debate.
Melman spoke as the Bush-Cheney bus caravan rolled through northeastern Ohio over the weekend. Asked about how much the economy hurts the president in this part of the country, where there have been big manufacturing job losses, Melman says the president can point to recent job gains.
One of the things we talk about in Ohio, for instance, is opportunity zones, which is a very innovative proposal. So you say to places that have had job loss, let's through regulatory reform, let's through tax relief, let's through increased available federal funds, and let's through more training bring jobs back to these areas.
But if the economy remains a difficult area for Mr. Bush, an aspect of his candidacy that is promoted almost as much as the fight against terrorism is his faith. It's a huge motivator for an important faction within Mr. Bush's political base, conservative Christians. At practically every rally before the president himself arrives, there are moments that feel like an old-time revival. In Poplar Bluff yesterday, a trailer was parked near the event site with the words Evangelical Task Force painted on the side. Local pastor David Hahn was among those addressing the crowd.
I'm always buoyed up or encouraged when the president speaks of how his faith has guided him during good times and bad. And I know that my family takes comfort in the fact that President Bush has a moral compass that does not waver.
All of this is coupled with an intense grassroots effort for the president, especially in swing states. In Ohio, for example, the campaign says it has recruited more than 60,000 volunteers. State Republican Party Chair Bob Bennett says now is the time when they really get to work.
We want to make sure that everyone who is not going to be available maybe on Election Day or might be out of town or anybody 62 and older can vote by absentee in Ohio. We want to make sure and encourage them to vote early so that their ballot, we make sure that it's in and it's counted on Election Day. So that those are the type of things we'll be pushing.
Bennett discounts polls giving the president a lead at this point. He says that works against the grassroots effort by making people complacent, adding that the attitude they need to convey to volunteers is to work like they're behind with the game clock running down. Don Gagne, NPR News, with the Bush campaign.